promised you all morning that the steeplekeeper is coming and he needs you. And slightly frightening kind of concept, really, except the steeplekeeper is the keeper of the steeple at St. David's Cathedral. Doug Nichols, hello.
Hi.
And is here with Miranda Morris, a bell ringer. Hello.
Hello.
And you've got a shortage.
Yeah, we do.
What's the problem? What happened?
Yeah, well, have you seen the Midsummer Murders episode where there's a mad woman slowly killing all the bell ringers?
This is a good start.
Well, it's not like that.
Okay, that's a relief.
We've had, we've had someone who's on a teaching job in Queensland and someone else who's stopped for personal reasons and someone who sadly died earlier in the year. And we just find ourselves in a bit of a thin patch.
How many bell ringers are you short?
Oh, well, we could do with 5 or 6 or so.
Yeah. Okay. What does it take to ring a bell? Well, Miranda, what do you need?
Well, you need a bit of curiosity to come in and see the bells and feel them. You need some steadiness. I think it's they're big things. The biggest bell is the size of the weight of a small car. It's quite physical, but you don't need to be strong. And there's a bit of alertness. I've really enjoyed the friendships that I've made. There's a lot to keep you occupied in terms of physical, being able to handle a bell and being able to remember or look at methods. There's some mathematical curiosity about it as well. And doing it as a group and this long tradition that it has too, that it's a really interesting activity to do.
And is everyone all posh and English like you guys?
Am I posh in English?
You sound pretty posh.
Well, I'm English. I don't know about posh.
How many bells are there in the steeple?
12.
So you need 12 people at a time?
No, actually, no. It's quite complicated in that. Actually, the answer to that question should be 10, really.
Uh-huh.
10 with a couple of semitones thrown in to give us extra options.
Okay.
So well, ideally, we need 10 people, yes.
Yeah, at a time. Yeah. And do you play pieces? Like, are they pieces of bell ringing music that you learn?
Yeah, bell ringing's not music in the normal sense. It's different, and it dates back as long as Western music dates back, really. Mm. So it's got its own terminology and its own systems of doing things. And you're ringing a lump of metal that's swinging around and takes 3 or 4 seconds to get around. And you can't do much about that. So you can't play music that requires, like, say, jingle bells, for example.
Yeah.
You just couldn't do it. So we don't do music. We do things called methods. They're patterns. The bells change position all the time in set down patterns that we all remember.
Mm.
And so you've got to keep your mind on where you are in the pattern at all times.
So it's kind of like Sudoku writ large.
Okay. There are some similarities, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's more similarities with a Rubik's Cube than there is with Sudoku. Yeah.
What's the, like, audition or tryout process?
Well, if someone comes in and they're curious and they want to learn how to ring, or they're just interested to find out what's going on upstairs and they've never seen it before, we'll sit them down and we'll do some ringing while they watch, and we can take them upstairs and show them the bells and see them swinging, because the bells are dynamic things. The whole tower moves around when the bells are ringing. It sways. If you go on the roof, it's really quite exciting. And we'll give them a bit of a go. And I think it's that first go that hooks people in. It's the feel of what the bells are like when you're controlling it on the end of the rope.
It seems like such an amazing opportunity. How would you describe that feeling, Miranda?
You feel as if you've got quite a lot of power, but also that the bells in themselves sort of have that power. And you know that while you're being quite quiet on the inside of the tower, you're actually making a sound that goes right throughout Hobart. And there's something kind of gloriously self-willed, well, it's not quite self-willed about the bells, but that you feel as if you're almost part of them when you're ringing them.
Because they have their own trajectory. Bell ringing, as much fun now as it was 300 years ago.